Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you an entirely untrue and completely captivating story of a young lady who wanted the moon and a gentleman who managed to get it for her. To preside over the program, we have our regular master of ceremonies, Richard Calmer, and as far as the moon-getting gentleman, we're bringing back one of your favorite actors, Claude Rains.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our story tonight is for the young in years and the young in heart. It has a moral, but to find it, you must be as wise as the king's jester, who was the only man in the world who understood how you can have your moon and see it, too. To play a jester of such wisdom and insight, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards believed there was just one man. You saw him recently in Caesar and Cleopatra, Deception, Notorious, and many other pictures. He is one of the truly great actors of our day, Claude Rains.
Thank you, Dick. So tonight, I am the king's jester.
Yes, but the king doesn't realize how really wise you are. You must tell him.
In that case, I shall send him one of those Hallmark greeting cards that always say the wise and proper thing.
Very appropriate idea. Claude, you're a first-rate actor. They say you are something of a farmer, too.
You heard that wrong, Dick. I am something of an actor. I am a first-rate farmer.
My apologies. And you're going to retire to the country someday?
I have retired to it. To return, it's the only place in the world for contentment. When I'm on my Pennsylvania farm, I remind myself of a little piece I read in the Reader's Digest about the old man who was the worst grouch in the village. Suddenly, he changed overnight, became gentle, kindly, mellow. His neighbors were amazed. What's happened, they asked. Well, the old fellow said, I've been striving all my life for a contented mind. It's done no good. So I've just decided to be contented without it.
Well, that's a great idea. Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards are proud to present on the Reader's Digest radio edition one of the theater's most distinguished actors, Claude Rains, starring in Many Moons. It's a story where...
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Peg.
Have you seen Grandpa?
Grandpa? Oh, he's right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is little Peg and Grandpa. You're going to meet them often.
Grandpa? Isn't it time for my story yet?
Well, I guess so, Peg. Fact is, I have two stories and a surprise for you tonight. The first story is about a fairy princess, and the other is about a little girl, about your size, I'd say, who promised... I'll be giving everything away in a minute. What say we start with the story of the fairy princess who wished for the moon?
Oh, goody.
All right, Peg. Now, this is the way all good stories must begin.
In a kingdom by the sea, there lived a little princess named Lenore. She was 10 years old, going on 11, and I knew her very well because I was the court jester in her father's palace. And that's how it happens that I can tell you this story about the terrible events that followed upon her eating the raspberry tarts. I told her not to eat them in the first place.
But I'm very hungry.
But the tarts are for supper.
But supper isn't until tonight.
Well, tonight will be here.
Until tonight.
Well, tonight will be here soon.
But my hunger is here now.
But you can have some bread and butter now.
But bread and butter isn't as nice as these tarts.
Yeah, but yeah, they do look nice, don't they?
Nonsense.
Let's see, how many are there?
One dozen.
2, 4, 5, 6. No. There are only 10 here.
No, there are 12. 10 outside and 2 inside.
2 inside. What?
Me.
Oh. So you ate 2 of them before I came along?
Yes.
Well. Now, this calls for some thought. You know, you'll be punished if it's discovered that you ate these tarts.
I suppose so.
Yes. Well, pass one of them to me.
Here. But why?
I'm going to perform some magic in your behalf. I'm going to make this tart disappear. You know, it's delicious.
You're the funniest man. How did
you
eating that tart help me?
There are only 3 tarts now, and you're responsible for 2 of them. You were punished only 2/3 as much. Pass me another, I'll help you again.
Yes.
Thank you. You know, from your darling little highness, I wouldn't eat too many of these things if I were you.
Why not?
Because they're liable to make you sick. Yeah, that was very nice. Now you'll be punished only half as much. Pass me another and you'll be scarcely able to feel the spanking I'll give you.
Chester is wanted in the throne room.
Oh.
Immediately.
Oh, they're calling me. Your father wants me to go in to him and make him laugh.
Do you really have to go?
Yes.
Darn it all.
Lenore, now remember, don't eat any more raspberry tarts. They'll make you sick.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, they will. Now you give me another one, will you? I can't eat it while I'm walking to the throne room. And so I went to the throne room to amuse the king, who needed to be amused, because the queen had just bought a new crown, and the price was frightful. But all the time that I was with the king, turning handsprings and standing on my head, and doing backflips and telling him funny stories, all the time, I was worried about Leonore. I was afraid she was going to disregard my advice about the raspberry tarts. And I was right, because finally...
Attention, please! The king is wanted in the Princess Lenore's bedchamber. The princess is sick. Calling the king. Come at once.
The king ran to Princess Lenore's bedchamber, and I ran with him.
Oh, Lenore, my little girl.
Daddy, Your Majesty. I feel awful.
Has the royal doctor seen you?
Yes, Daddy, Your Majesty.
Ah, 'tis well for his head that he has. What did he say?
I don't know. He talks in Latin.
Oh, that's so. Yes, he's a doctor. Well, I'll go see him. And meanwhile, look who I brought to cheer you up.
Hello, Leonore.
The court jester.
Hello, Jester. I'm glad you came.
Yes, and I'll leave him here to amuse you while I talk with the doctor. Make her laugh, Jester. Stand on your head for her. Tell her funny stories. Tell her that one that made me laugh so much.
Not that one, Your Majesty.
Yes, perhaps not, perhaps not. Anyway, cheer her up.
Does your sickness hurt you, Lenore?
Yes.
Where?
In my tummy.
I'm sorry. How many raspberry tarts did you eat?
All of them.
I wonder if that could be connected with your sickness.
Of course not. It tasted good.
Well, perhaps. Well, shall I tell you a story?
No. I'm very tired and very sick. Why don't you join His Majesty, my daddy?
All right.
That is, if you don't mind listening to the doctor talk Latin.
I don't mind. I'll go. And so, I hurried to His Majesty, and my heart was heavy, like Taliesin. I found the royal doctor explaining Lenore's illness in Latin, but I was able to understand him.
I am afraid, Your Majesty, that the Princess Lenore has tarditis, not tarditis commonensis, which would be vadibus and uppibus, and not tarditis usualibus, which would be epilepsy, but the worst foreign type of tarditis, tarditis raspberrybus.
Not that.
I am afraid so, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, it looked very much like to me, too.
Oh, Jester, you're here. Well, have you any suggestions?
I suggest we ask the doctor what to do.
Tarditis raspberrybus is accompanied by a loss of appetite, or tummibus aetiorum. But along with it goes a strengthening of the will, which, unfortunately, we have not been able to see under a microscope yet. To treat that... Well, do you know the verb give inno?
No, I know amo, but not give inno.
How unfortunate for you, Your Majesty.
Give inno perfectly describes the treatment which we must give to females afflicted with strengthening of the will.
It means we must allow them to have anything they want, doesn't it, Doctor?
In layman's language, yes. If we don't give her what she wants, it's fate liberty.
You mean
exactly.
Well, then, Jester, what does Lenore want? You were with her last. Well, what does she want?
She wants to sleep.
Well, she must want more than that. Find out what she wants. Have her make her wishes known.
I believe, Your Majesty, that the female patient always makes her wishes known. Isn't that correct, Doctor?
Quite correct.
Well, then be there when she does. Get back to her bedroom. If she wants a pony or a puppy dog, get it for her. If she wants a trip to the fair or a top that spins or a doll that walks, whatever she wants, get it for her. Now go.
I go, sire.
Chairs. I didn't wake you, did I, Lenore?
No.
That's fine. I'll be very quiet.
I'm awake.
Oh, that's too bad. Are you all right?
Yes.
Good.
But my tummy doesn't agree with me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, there is one thing.
You want me to stand on my head?
No.
You want me to do a card trick?
No.
Turn handsprings, walk the duck walk, make funny faces, sing you a song?
No, not of those.
What do you want me?
Yes.
I didn't get it.
I'll give you a hint.
Go ahead.
The thing I want is round.
A ball.
No. The thing I want is golden.
An orange.
No. The thing I want comes out at night.
Round, golden, and comes out at night.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
What are you laughing at?
Round, golden, and comes out at night. Sounds like the moon.
That's right.
What?
I want the moon.
Oh, but Lenore.
I want the moon.
Oh, Lenore, look. See the funny face I'm making.
I want the moon.
Hey, Lenore, look. This is going to be a wonderful trick. Here, take a card. Take a card.
I want the moon. I've got to have the moon.
Claude Rains will be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's drama, Many Moons, presented by Hallmark Reading Cards from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. But here's Grandpa and Peg again.
Grandpa, will the little princess get the moon?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. But now, here's the other story and the surprise I promised. Now, shut your eyes and listen carefully. Little Red Riding Hood, all dressed in red from the tip of her toes to the top of her head, went through the woods to her grandma's one day and met a bad wolf as she stopped there to play. The wolf was polite and said it would be fun to race you to grandma. Of course, the wolf won. He ran in the house and let out a shout for Little Red Riding Hood's grandma was out. He put on a nightgown and put on a cap and acted like grandma just taking a nap. And when Little Red Riding Hood said, "Grandma, dear, I have a nice basket of food for you here," the wolf growled and said, "I would rather eat you." He jumped out of bed, and he probably would, too, if the woodcutter hadn't come in with a hoop and knocked that old wolf for a loopity-loop. And Little Red Riding Hood promised right then she never would speak to a bad wolf again. Now, here's a surprise. Hold out your hand. Now, open your eyes.
Oh, Grandpa, it looks exactly like Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, she's beautiful. Look at her little red cheeks and big red hat with a real plume on it. Look, here's a story you read. Right here inside. Oh, Grandpa, can I please see her?
Of course, Peg. But let's listen to Tom Shirley tell us about this very special Little Red Riding Hood.
Imagine the excitement in your family if suddenly, out of an envelope, pop Little Red Riding Hood or any of the wonderful new Hallmark dolls. Yes, Hallmark dolls. They're the newest idea in greeting cards, but more, they're the merriest cutout dolls you've ever seen. Straight from the land of make-believe. There's Cinderella, Little Boy Blue, Miss Muffet, and five others. All dressed in the gayest colors, all wearing a real plume in their hats. What more, inside every Hallmark doll is a rollicking story in rhyme like the one you just heard. So, folks, get ready for a whole new world of fun with Hallmark dolls. They're only 25 cents each. See them soon. Send them often for any occasion to every youngster you know. Now, back to Claude Rains and Many Moons.
Chamberlain, at once.
The king and I sat waiting for the Lord High Chamberlain. Princess Lenore wanted the moon, and it was clearly the duty of somebody to get her the moon. If she didn't get it, she would die of tartitus raspericus. So the king sent for the Lord High Chamberlain, and when he came...
You wanted me, Your Majesty?
Yes, I have a little matter for you to attend to, Chamberlain.
Anything at all, Your Majesty.
His Majesty wants you to get the moon for Princess Lenore.
What?
If she can have the moon, she will get well again.
Get it tonight. Tomorrow at the latest.
Your Majesty, I've done a great many things for you in my time.
Has he, Jester? I've forgotten.
I have the list of things done by the Lord High Chamberlain right here, Your Majesty.
Well, read it.
Very well, sir. Let's see. Now, it says here that he has got ivory, apes, and peacocks, rubies, opals, and emeralds, black orchids, pink elephants, and blue pools, hummingbirds' tongues, angels' feathers, and unicorns' horns, giants, midgets and mermaids, frankincense, ambergris and myrrh. A pound of butter, 2 dozen eggs, and a sack of sugar.
My wife will package it.
Oh, well, never mind. What I want now is the moon.
Your Majesty, the moon is 35,000 miles away, and it's bigger than the room the princess lies in. Furthermore, it's made of molten copper. I cannot get the moon for you.
The king desires to see the royal wizard at once.
You wanted me, Your Majesty?
Yes, I have a little matter for you to attend to, wizard.
His Majesty wants you to get the moon for the Princess Lenore.
What?
If she can have the moon, she will get well again.
Moon, Majesty, I have worked a great deal of magic for you in my time.
Has he, Jester? I forgot.
I have the list of things done by the royal wizard right here, Your Majesty.
Well, read it.
It says here, Your Majesty, that he has squeezed blood out of turnips for you and turnips out of blood. He has produced rabbits out of silk hats and silk hats out of rabbits. He has conjured up flowers, tambourines, and doves out of nowhere, and nowhere out of flowers, tambourines, and doves. He has brought you divining rods, magic wands, and crystal spheres in which to behold the future. He has made you his own special mixture of wolf's bane, nightshade, and eagle's tears to ward off witches, demons, and things that go bump in the night. He has given you 7-league boots, the golden touch, and a cloak of invisibility.
Oh, the cloak of invisibility didn't even work. I kept bumping into things the same as ever.
Well, the cloak is supposed to make you invisible, but you still have to look where you're going, Your Majesty.
I will go on, Your Majesty. He got you horns from Elfland, sand from the Sandman, and gold from the rainbow. Also a spool of thread, a paper of needles, and a lump of beeswax.
Those things were put there by...
Yes, we know, by your wife. Now, no matter, what I want now is the moon.
Your Majesty, the moon is 150,000 miles away. It's made of green cheese, and it's twice as big as this palace. I cannot get the moon for you.
Desires to see the royal mathematician at once.
You wanted me, Your Majesty?
Yes, mathematician, and I don't want to hear a long list of all the things you figured out for me since 10 minutes after time began. I want you to figure out right now how to get the moon for the Princess Lenore.
Well, I am glad you mentioned all the things I have figured out for you since 10 minutes after time began. I'd like to have the jester read them.
No, must we go into that?
I sit right through it, Your Majesty. It says here that the royal mathematician has figured out for you the distance between the horns of the dilemma, night and day, and A and Z. He has computed how high is up, how long it takes to get to away, and what becomes of God. He has discovered the length of the sea serpent, the price of the priceless, and the square of the hippopotamus. He knows where you are when you are at sixes and sevens, and how many birds you can catch with the salt in the ocean.
Exactly 164,940,304 birds, if it would interest you to know, Your Majesty.
Oh, there aren't that many birds, and anyway, what I want now is the moon.
The moon is 300,000 miles away. It is round and flat like a coin, only it's made of asbestos and is half the size of this kingdom. I cannot get the moon for you, Your Majesty.
Oh, get out of here. You're useless like all the rest. Get out of here.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well, Jester, what are we to do now?
Your Majesty, I have been thinking. Each of these men says the moon is a different size and a different distance away. Now, they're all wise men, so they must all be right.
Well, how can they all be right?
Why, easily. The moon must be just as large and as far away as each person thinks it is. The thing to do is to find out how big the Princess Lenore thinks it is and how far away.
Oh, I never thought of that.
I'll go and ask her, Your Majesty. Hello, Lenore.
Hello, Jester. Have you brought the moon to me?
Not yet, but I'll get it for you right away. Lenore, how big do you think it is?
It's just a little smaller than my thumbnail. When I hold my thumbnail up at the moon, it just covers it.
I see. And how far away is it?
Well, it's not as high as the big tree outside my window. Because sometimes it gets caught in the top branches.
Lenore, I'll climb the tree tonight when the moon gets caught in the top branches, and I'll bring it to you. Oh, by the way, Princess, what's the moon made of?
It's made of gold, of course, Billy. Where are you going?
To the royal goldsmith.
There. It is finished.
Give it to me quickly, goldsmith.
Here it is, Jester. But now that I've made it for you, what is it?
It's the moon. You've made the moon.
That's ridiculous. The moon is 500,000 miles away and is made of bronze and is round like marble.
That's what you think.
The king desires to see the Lord High Chamberlain, the royal wizard, the royal mathematician, and the court jester at once.
You wanted me, Your Majesty.
You wanted me, Your Majesty.
You wanted me, Your Majesty.
You wanted me, king?
Yes, I wanted all of you. You all know that the court jester solved our problem and got the Princess Lenore well again by bringing her the moon.
Wonderful.
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 Yes, it was wonderful.
As far as it went, it was wonderful. But we have a grave problem facing us now. Do you realize, gentlemen, that the moon will shine in the sky again tonight? And if the princess sees it, she'll know that the moon she wears on a chain around her neck is not the real moon.
Oh.
We must keep the princess from seeing the moon tonight. Now, think of something. We can make some dark glasses for the princess.
If she wore dark glasses, she'd bump into things, and then she'd be in again.
And we can stretch some black velvet curtains on poles to cover all the palace gardens like a tent.
Black curtains would keep out the air, and the Princess Lenore would be ill again.
We can set off fireworks in the garden every night so that it will be light as day and the Princess Lenore will not be able to see the moon.
Fireworks would keep the princess awake and she would be ill again.
Well, Jester, you're so smart. What would you do?
I do not know.
Isn't he smart?
No, I am not so smart, but I do have a plan. Who could explain how to get the moon? Princess Lenore? Princess Lenore. Therefore, Princess Lenore is wiser than your wise men and knows more about the moon than they do. So?
So, the thing to do is to ask her.
Exactly the thing to do is to ask her. I'll do it now.
Look, look, Your Majesty, the moon! It's out already.
Oh, my dear, good heavens! The problem is acute now. Hurry, Jester.
I'm hurrying.
Hello, Princess Lenore.
What? Oh, hello, Jester.
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here watching the moon.
Oh.
Yes. It's caught in the branches of that tree again.
Oh. How do you feel, little Princess Lenore?
Very well.
You're not sad about anything?
No. Why should I be?
No reason at all. No reason at all. Only, Princess?
Yes?
Tell me, how can the moon be shining in the sky when it is hanging from a golden chain around your neck?
That's easy, silly. When I lose a tooth, a new one grows in its place, doesn't it? When the royal gardener cuts the flowers in the garden, other flowers come to take their place.
I should have thought of that, but it is the same way with the daylight.
And it's the same way with the moon. I guess it's the same way with everything. Oh, it's a wonderful world.
And then, all in a moment, she was asleep. The wise little Lenore. I found a quilt, and I wrapped it around her, and then I tiptoed out of the room. But as I passed the window, I winked at the moon. But it seemed that the moon was winking at me.
Thank you, Claude Rains. That was an enchanting performance. Tomorrow, see the exciting new Hallmark dolls, the newest idea in greeting cards. Yes, see them soon and send them often. Give one or a set of eight for birthdays. Tell some youngster, get well soon. Or choose them as a cheery surprise any day of the year. Yes, folks, see Hallmark dolls tomorrow. Then start your youngsters out on a brand new adventure collecting Hallmark dolls. They're only 25 cents where you buy your Hallmark cards. You're cordially invited to be with us again next week at the same time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them also to tune in for next week's program sponsored by Hallmark Greeting Cards. At that time, you will hear a brave and tender, true story of a courageous young schoolteacher and a little girl who learned the lesson of happiness from her. Our star will be one of Hollywood's most glamorous leading ladies, Jean Tierney. Was supported by Judith Loxer as Princess Lenore and Everett Sloan in the role of the King. Many Moons was dramatized by Robert Zanardella from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Sloan, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look in the back of your cards for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Tom Shirley inviting you to be with us again next week at this time for another exciting story brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.